Anyways, I bring Big Fatty up because recently, a week or so back, Big Fatty did this Lurker, Lurker Come Out week. And it's an awfully good idea because there's a lot of lurkers. Do you know what I mean by lurkers? Well, there's people that listen to podcasts and never make themselves known. And they're lurkers, as dubbed by Big Fatty. Now, lurkers sound sinister.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's an awfully good idea.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3469 of the BFO for Monday the 24th of May 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and it's Lurker Week, and I've got a special idea to share. Big Fatty. Shadows, Big Fatty like Shadow Stevens. We are the new Hollywood Square. Big Fatty, give it up. Y'all love Shadow Stevens. That's S-H-A-D-O-E. Because, you know, he had the long blonde hair. It's kind of like the lion. Arr, arr, Big Fatty. Your shadows today, because y'all, it's Lurker Week. It is Lurker Week, and you heard old Stinkpot at the beginning of today's little show talking about Lurker Week, and y'all, sometimes Lurker Week is kind of successful, and sometimes it's a big old flip-flop. Ready? Do you listen to the Geeky Gay, you know, the old Cricket Hat show? Y'all, I was listening on my nipple walk over the weekend, and y'all, just listen to this little snippet, if you will. Big Fatty, we love a snippet.
Couldn't we do some glamour shots for this or something? Do you guys remember glamour shots? You'd go to the mall and they'd have that store in the mall called Glamour Shots, and you'd take your mom in there or your wife or your girlfriend or something, and they would put a bunch of makeup on them and fix their hair and put on some, you know, flashy, glitzy, gold colored jacket, you know, and take these semi-sexual looking photos with them in different poses. I need to look that up. I wonder if glamour and guys didn't normally do it, but I'm sure there were some guys that did it.
And y'all, one of those guys that did it was Big Fatty. Y'all, here's the thing. If Big Fatty gets three certified lurkers, y'all, I'm not playing games. You know, you can't pretend like you're somebody. Oh, Big Fatty, I've been a listener forever, and I just wanted to de-lurk and blah blah blah. You know, Big Fatty don't know if you're catfishing me or something. Big Fatty, what does catfish have to do with anything that would do? You don't even like the catfish. No, it's not like the swimming kind. But anyway, y'all. If I get three lurkers to de-lurk sometime this week, then I will post on Friday, I will post Big Fatty's glamour shot picture. Now, y'all, I was in my 20s. I had hair. And y'all, it is a shirtless. It is a shirtless glamour shot of Big Fatty. Big Fatty, there's no way in hell people will call in or e-letter now knowing that. Well, you never know. But y'all, three lurkers, de-lurk, and y'all, to de-lurk, all you gotta do is call the voice letter number. It's over there at the www, and you don't have to use the www. Or send Big Fatty an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And just in the subject line, just put de-lurking. And y'all will talk about all that on the show, and we'll see if there's going to be a prize on the interwebs on Friday. Yes, Big Fatty, probably a booby prize.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, gosh, y'all, today, the 24th of May, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal for two, not one, but two, I say two, members of the Pride 48 family. Y'all, the first one, I met both of them at Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. I think it was the first year we did it out there. Y'all, the first one, y'all, she used to be on the cocktails and kerfuffles, y'all, and she did the Mad Dingo. Yes, Big Fatty, an annual event. It's true. She did an annual little show on Pride 48. Y'all, she's best known as the Naughty Nanny. Y'all, I am referring to, of course, none other than the one and only Wendy Cameron.
Big Fatty, we love Wendy Cameron.
It's true. And y'all, then the second person, y'all, one of the nicest and most generous individuals that Big Fatty knows. Y'all, he and his husband travel extensively. Y'all always like to get their crema letter of where they've been. Y'all, they like to go to y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. I think it's Cambodia, Big Fatty. He spends most of his time up there in Alaska. Big Fatty, I don't know, but Alaska. Oh, Big Fatty, that's a terrible joke. It's true. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Tim in Alaska.
Big Fatty, we love Tim in Alaska.
It's true. And so, y'all, if you see Wendy Cameron or Tim in Alaska on the 20th, or the FaceSpace, or the Grin Doctor. Well, yeah, I don't know about that. Wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! I see y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. I finished recording, you hadn't even bounced it yet. Y'all, young Nicholas stopped by, scared the living crap out of me. Anyway, he came by to check on the elderly. And I got him to help me put up my hammock. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. No, it's an actual hammock. With the stand and everything. Y'all, I was hoping to put it on my back porch. But y'all, it won't fit because of the stand. But so we set it up out in the backyard, and young Nicholas trimmed some of the leaves under the little tree that I have out there, which I hate. Y'all, I hate this tree. Just like I hate the crepe myrtle in my front yard. Just I hate it. Despise it. But and we got it all put together and got the padding on it and everything. And I was just very, very thankful for his assistance with that. And y'all, then I got him because, you know, young Nicholas is culinarily schooled. He schooled in the culinary arts, and Big Fatty, you're schooled in the culinary farts. It's true, because everything you cook makes you fart. It's true, so I had him. We kind of did an audit. We did an audit of my pots and pans because, you know, I'd just gotten those new Rachel Ray teal colored accented pots and pans. And we did that and, you know, put quite a few of the old things in the in the box that Rachel Ray came in. And I'm just going to see if anybody needs a, you know, like if you go camping or something like that and you just need some old pots and pans to tell you that. I mean, they're okay, but, you know, Big Fatty was just ready for something new. Yes, Big Fatty. So we did that. And y'all then on Friday, y'all, I, what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. I went to the Lowell's. Cause y'all, I wanted to see if I could get some of the replacement parts, for the grill I have now, rather than buying a new one. And I went and they don't carry that. And, but the lady says you should, go to the Charbroil, www and order them there. And I thought, well, you know, why didn't Big Fatty think of that? Big Fatty, because you're Big Fatty, I guess so. And so I came home, and y'all, I was preparing for Friday at Fatty's. And y'all, we had tacos, and that's it. And but y'all, that was all we needed.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, well, that's the mechanical talking to me. That's my Apple clock is having trouble hearing me. But anyway, but y'all, Durwood was the first to arrive. Y'all, he had had it. He had had it. He mad as a snake. So he just said, I'm mad as a snake. And so he left. He left work and got here about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And he was a better man for it. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was y'all. Granny could not join us on Friday night because y'all at the nursing home. Big Fatty, though, you've revealed he's at the nursing home now. People didn't know that. No, he works there. Oh, well, that's. Well, no, that's really not any different. Y'all, they're having state inspectors were coming in. You know, they do that randomly, and you know, it's always a surprise. Always, they want to catch you. They want to get you. And I think on Wednesday he worked like 16 hours, and Thursday it was 12 hours, and. Y'all, he just said, I don't know when we're going to be out of here on Friday, but I think I'm just going to be too worn out to come. And I said, well, thank you for calling. You will be missed. And so, y'all, we had a lovely supper and and what else? Oh, and y'all, while we were all gathered, we did a FaceTime with Granny, and y'all decided we were going to go out to the Dudley Do-Rights, Big Fatty, on Saturday night. But y'all, we've been getting going earlier and earlier before the pandemic. Y'all, we decided we were going to go at 6 o'clock, and Granny was 6 o'clock. Why are we going so early? So we was decided on 6 o'clock, and sure enough, Granny got there at 5:30. And Durwood even beat him. And y'all, it was nice. I felt very safe. at the Dirty Do Rights, we sat back in the back where the billiard table is. And y'all, they started playing billiards last night. Y'all, ain't none of them in the group can play billiards worth a shit. Or they couldn't on Saturday night anyway. But y'all had a couple of cocktails, saw some folks hadn't seen in obviously a year and a half. And y'all, it was just a little taste of normalcy, and so I was pleased. Now I'm not going to go there every week like we used to, because you know Friday at Fatty's kind of replaced that in my mind, but. You know, I might go once a month or something like that. Maybe every other week or something. I don't know. But, y'all, nonetheless, I enjoyed myself. And what else was I going to tell you about that? Y'all got home and y'all took my go-to-bed pills and everything. And after a few cocktails at the Dudley Do-Rights, y'all, I was sitting in the chair and I'm like, what else is new? and so y'all, I got ready to go to the live chamber, and y'all, the Saturday Night Live, it was the season finale. It started up, and I said, well, I'm gonna just watch a little bit of this. Y'all, then I said, well, you know what? All I had to eat on Saturday was some of the leftover burnt ends. And I said, I'm kind of hungry. So, y'all, I got out some Cheez-Its and the peanut butter, and I made little bitty cheese peanut butter crackers. And, y'all, it was delicious, and didn't need to be eating that at 11:30 p.m. in the evening, but it was very satisfying. And I slept well, y'all, slept so well. And got up Sunday morning. It was relatively cool outside. And so y'all, I got the newspaper and I sat on the veranda and read the newspaper and had my coffee, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, the humidity had got had climbed and so had the heat. So y'all, I did not do the big circle. I just did my nipple size around Fat Acres today, and y'all, it was just lovely. And came back and I got my share. Y'all, I just had me a taco solid, which is what I've been belching up. Yes, Big Betty, we could not avoid hearing that. And y'all, so and y'all, I'm gonna go watch the sports ball a little bit, and then I record the LFC later on. And y'all, I think, let's see, did I get it all? Well, Big Fatty, we don't know if you did or not. Oh, y'all, I couldn't finish the 5 puzzles Sudoku today. Fucked it up somehow. Anyway, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, and y'all on for right... Oh, dear, I guess it, y'all, there was a little ballet rehearsal. Big Fatty... Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. I hope it's going to be a lovely week. This is going into Labor Day, not Labor Day, Memorial Day. We all being ready, thank goodness, we can start wearing our white shoes and belts. It's true. So, y'all, the Von Zees will have everything for a backyard cookout on sale. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot talking about Lurker Week. And Stinkpot, what do you think about Big Fatty's Glamour Shots proposal?
It's awfully good idea.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. He just can't wait to see you young and of hair.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.